The question for today is, in the Old Testament, we have a few instances of hearts that have been hardened by God. God told Moses that he would harden the heart of Pharaoh in Exodus 4 verse 21. The same was said in Exodus 7 verse 3 and 14 verse 4. Does God merely choose someone randomly whose heart he wishes to harden for no other reason than causing opposition to his people? No, he does not. God is a just God. Hardening a believing heart would not be according to God's revealed character. Prior to Exodus 4, Pharaoh had already tightened his grip on the nation of Israel out of fear of their numbers, Exodus 1 verse 8 to 11, and had ordered Hebrew midwives to murder the male babies when they helped Israelite women give birth. Pharaoh had already set himself up as opposed to God, and because of this, he was used to bring glory to God. In each of the verses where God tells Moses that he will harden the heart of Pharaoh, God also includes the purpose of why he would be doing it. In Exodus 4 verse 21 to 23, we find that God would harden Pharaoh's heart so that Pharaoh would not let the people of God go. Pharaoh already had no intention of letting the children of Israel go. The Exodus experience was a fulfilled prophecy made to Abraham in Genesis 15 verse 13 and 14. God knew in advance that such a heartless ruler would oppress his people in Egypt. From Exodus 4 verse 21 onward, we see that God intended to use the already corrupted heart of Pharaoh to execute his plan of freeing the nation of Israel that culminated in Exodus 14. The purpose he gives in Exodus 7 verse 3, that I may multiply my signs and my wonders in the land of Egypt, coordinates with the purpose he gives in Exodus 14 verse 4. I will be honored through Pharaoh and all his army, and the Egyptians will know that I am the Lord, which is the same purpose he gives for hardening the hearts of the Egyptians, the Egyptian army to be exact, in Exodus 14 verse 17. In other words, God used Pharaoh's already hardened heart to accomplish his purpose. God hardened Pharaoh's heart in the sense that he orchestrated circumstances that made Pharaoh's already hardened heart or mindset evident. Thus we find that the hardening of men's hearts by God is always a consequence of their own self-hardening. So what application does this have for Christians and for people in the world today? It emphasizes the fact that God will not deal indefinitely with people who have allowed their hearts to become corrupted. In the first chapter of Romans, we are introduced to a group of people Paul says were without excuse, Romans 1 verse 20. These people knew God, Romans 1 verse 21, yet they treated him as though they did not, participated in adultery and other sins, Romans 1:23. Because of this, God gave them over to their vile affections, verse 26, which Paul describes as depraved or reprobate. All that happened to these people in Romans 1, verse 24 to 32, came to pass because they had darkened their hearts. What makes a heart darkened? Look at Romans 2, verse 5. Where Paul tells another group of people who are without excuse that they have stubbornness and unrepentant hearts. This same idea is discussed by Paul again in a letter to the church at Thessalonica in 2 Thessalonians 2 verse 11. Also note Romans 9 verse 14 to 18. The bottom line is that converted Christians do not need to worry about God hardening our hearts, but we must beware that we don't harden our own hearts by not willingly obeying what God reveals in his written word, the Bible.